you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
So on Friday evening, the IFP's deputy chief whip was gunned down in K1 Katlehong, right? His name was Ketamabala Stolu Jobe. And right now, we're not really sure what transpired. We just know that these were unknown men that came up and gunned him down. The IFP seems to think that it was an assassination. Again, I'm not sure why they'd want to assassinate Jobe, but maybe the IFP would know better. I'm not sure, right? The matter, though, brings to mind a discussion that we've had here on the show before, which was the issue of security regarding MPs and politicians in general. Now, contextually, you know the history of South Africa, specifically with just the ANC and IFP specifically. There has been a history of violence in politics dating back to the 70s, 80s, etc., and so on. Post-democratic South Africa, that seemed to have subsided a little bit, although in KZN, still be sakala. Ujobe stayed here in Gauteng, but he's originally from KZN. And so when you see stuff like this, you wonder, it could also just have been common crime, because crime is very high in the country. And specifically at times like these where the economy is bad, things can happen, right? Not that it makes it better if you go, oh, it was just general crime, but at least you know there is no story behind it. What are your particular thoughts regarding that? Because, you know, if anything, the last week should have taught us not to jump to conclusions. There was a story regarding also a young lady that got killed very violently, and people on social media more especially started jumping to conclusions because they thought, hey, this is a suspect. The guy's picture was circulated until he handed himself in. That same Friday, by the way, Friday evening, he also handed himself in and he was cleared the following day, right? So if anything, maybe with matters like these, we shouldn't jump to conclusions. We should rather wait until the matter gets thoroughly investigated and then we go with what the true story is and may be. Paul, what do you think?
Yeah, I hear you, but I don't know, man. Crime in this country. Crime is such a big prevalence. But at the same time, as you say, perhaps this is a time where we have to wait until the police commissioner, we know he's going to come out with the juice. He's going to give us an idea of what it is that has happened. My biggest question here is wondering why the IFP would automatically assume it's an assassination.
Yes, it's that. But now, here's the question I want to ask, and this is going to be a very contentious one, right? Generally, if we understand that crime is high in the country, why do people or certain individuals go to high crime areas? So, if Senzo Meyiwa, for example, had not been in the hood, there's nothing to say that he possibly wouldn't have died, but you can argue that your chances increase when you are in a place like that post making it. Would you agree or disagree?
I disagree with you.
Ooh.
I disagree with
Why
you.
Why would you disagree?
Because sometimes you find that in the hood, especially where you come from, if you were a good person, those are the people that are going to protect you,
right?
Against anything and anyone. But if you are that person that turned your back on the hood, then it does become a bit of a problem. Because ufuna nla uzosithomela.
Sometimes it's not even about turning your back. Zikalela bekuthanda. Zikalele.
Because it only takes one guy, really, who doesn't like you much. But also, with Senzo's case, it was not his neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be honest, right? And I know that it's unfair because there are people who live in these places daily. However, when you come with a shining car and a good lifestyle, you can sometimes become a target. And isn't that what we've been saying when the white people are saying that there's a genocide? And we're like, no, we are all victims of crime. Those who have less will always attack those who have, especially in an unequal country like South Africa.
But so you automatically, you're a target anyway, though. You'll be a target anyway.
Yes. Guys. Okay. Let's say impulse correct. You are a target anyway.
Yes.
Even more of a reason not to put yourself in harm's way. No.
Even sentence, you're putting yourself in harm's way. That's my boy.
Hi, guys. But honestly, we can't now be stopped from visiting townships.
Yes.
I understand what you're saying, but most of us have family in the township, so we'd have to go. I think it's an indictment on our police. If our freedom of movement has to be limited, then it's a problem. They need to do something about it. And I know there's something linked to the hostel here in Katlehong when it comes to the IFP MP that passed away. But again, they need to deal with the prevalence of crime in hostels as well, because those are the forgotten. They've had so many things that they've been complaining about, whether it's services, their own safety there. So these are things they need to resolve.
Let's be honest.
In which way?
Because you know there's a shortage of police people. You know that policing doesn't decrease crime, right? If you yourself go to a place where you know it's Ziyakhala, and then Zikala and you turn around and go, hey, where were the police? The police should have told you with the extent of that.
But then Zingangalela ngihleli esentini. And again, I would still be asking, where were the police?
That's something else, though.
No, it's not. It's the same thing.
It's crime, what about it's Izim? Crime. It's like what about the crime that happens? Okay. Let's look at the crime comparatively speaking, just statistically now, right? That happens in high crime areas versus Sandton. Even a very simple indicator. When you drive your car, right? And you're driving in Sandton. Does your tracking company ever call you?
And they should.
Do they though?
Because that's where most of the cars are stolen.
Do they though?
Purely based on historical disadvantage of townships. Not because that's where most of the crime is happening. The cars get stolen in Sandton and get taken to the hood. Not Dugutu, they get stolen ekasi.
So you're telling me
I will tell you now. Yeah. I am more comfortable driving an expensive car kokasi than I would be in Sandton.
Really?
Fact.
Ha! Hi! You gotta give us a call and tell us if you agree with him Paul on this one. Give us a call and let us know if you agree with him Paul on this one.
Hey, good morning, Kaya team. Sanbon. I agree with Bob Lomo, 100%. Bob Lomo, Ekasi, Mangiamina, I literally go see my parents and then I'm out. I have no reason to stay there longer than expected. For no reason. And you'll never see it coming. They might just be a robbery or into zamakwal. Mang you look shiny minangena puman.
So, says that's apartheid thinking on your part. That's how interest rate discrimination and high insurance for darker shades is justified in Paul's rights. Now, I want to tackle this on just merits alone, right? We know, for example, that high inequality is a source of risk. We can't dispute that, right? If you go to a place where the inequality is exacerbated, what are you doing? In fact, we've had a discussion in the past about why it was that prominent people, even just last week, prominent people that lived in the hood would often be a victim of crime and they'd often get killed as well. Why is that? You see? And so when you go back to the hood, I'm not saying in every instance things are going to happen because obviously it's not true. But when things do happen, generally people then think, okay, but this could have been avoided.
Good morning. I do not really believe or think that when you live ekasi or this has to do with location or jurisdiction, you are more prone to actually be hijacked. I literally witnessed a hijacking right in front of me at Marlboro. This is in Sandton. And I also believe that people leave their ekasis or wherever they live to do crime in other cases. People don't usually do crime from where they come from. So I don't think it has to do anything with you are more prone to being hijacked.
Again, I think maybe you're missing the point. It's not about people doing crime where they come from. It's about where criminals reside and where they are likely to catch up with you. That's what it is. In fact, even when criminals have committed a crime, where do they get apprehended? Where? Do they get apprehended in Morningside?
Not barely.
Exactly. Because they go back to the hood.
Morning, sister world. I definitely agree, Nompo. Ekasi, they usually take these smaller cars, your colors, you know. This is Dumi Manje. But when you go to your Sandton or Houghton's, that's where you can talk to your expensive cars. Because why? Because most of the time we know each other. So as a good we don't want that one.
So my blessed sent a text. He says, Usabanganomvete used to throw gigs back in the hood, right? So he Guamash is now in. Now, okay, if you don't know Guamash in KZN, you know, cut up every once in a while. And he'd host parties. They robbed him. Mangenevini. And they robbed him. Gubo. So, you see?
Sizwe. Umela ngani. Kabanisa na magic de kasi. Uguti manje mele skulu me. Uguti ama chenza. Haya masanti na yabu ma watu watu. Bayo kherez. I totally agree, Nompo. It's way much safer to drive around the kasi than gubo masanti or gubi gubi.
The fact that you even say it means you know. Yeah? Your food will keep it up, but you know.
No.
Good morning, my babies. Uncle C's is here. It's a Monday morning, and today I need you to help us identify this movie, please.
I actually grew up in Tsakane. Tsakane is my hood. Tema is my hood. I have family there, but I wouldn't dare drive there with my VW.
So yeah, I would have to agree with him on this one. The reporting of hijackings is very obscure because what they would do, they would report where the recovery happened, which would typically be a gas. But if you were to report where the hijacking took place, then you'll see it draws a different picture altogether.
So look, let me tell you a story, right? I can't speak for all hoods. I grew up in KZN, so I know about our hoods. I know Amashu, I know Mlazi, I know Lamondi, etc. and so on, right? And I also know the mentality of Amajida as a KZN versus other people. So let me tell you a story. Do you know when Kwaito was still big and maybe TKZ would come down to KZN? Mm-hmm. There would almost always be an incident. Or if Chiskop came down to KZN, there'd almost always be an incident. Why? Because Amajida as a KZN, there is that element. So when I speak about the unsafety health or the unsafety aspect of it, like me now, as usizwe, mehambe mlazi, yanginankinga. Ngoba mina ngusizwe. And in fact, people may feel like, okay, we want to protect him, etc. and so on. But that's not everywhere. There will be an element of, I don't even want to call it jealousy, man, but it's like they're trying to test you, size you up. It's part of the reason why it's not recommended you be driving with GP plates in Daweni where you're not from.
And that's why even when you go to a place where you're not from, you always have to have your guard up. You can't be too relaxed. Or even sometimes, let's say you're a big baller and you spend a lot. Sometimes you have to limit that kind of behavior because of that whole thing when you meet the guys from there. You know, they'll be like, who's this now trying to rub whatever in our faces as success? Or however they may interpret it, it can be dangerous if you're not from there.
Especially if you're going to come there and leave with women. You see now.
Don't.
That's why they always say check in.
Yeah.
Have somebody from around the place escort you and take you around. I'm giving you how the hood works, we're being serious.
What if Lendo Lane did the building abonnenk ata and what? It's got nothing to do with the K1. K1 yaisugela, bro. Sihlala K1 yaisugela. First Laura Senzumayo, what if it was something to do with Abo Kelly Kumalo nan indoza abo le? That's why I best feel uyaisugela in urban basegas. Uyasugela gas.
Ima, ngilalele ngahle. Angishongo ukuthi inkinga inabantu base K1 nabantu base Gasi. Ngithe inkinga ikufica use Gasi. Nansi ngishilo. I could never sit here and vilify black people for places where they live. And they live very, 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 very safely, by the way. Right? They're very happy. Generally speaking, it's a great place to live. But inkinga ikufica mo ufike endaweni la ungajwayele ukuba khona.
Hi, Sizwe. I used to stay in Nigel from 2019 to 2021. Every time I would drive, you know, pass along the Gatlong area, I would just get scared. Driving along the N3, I would get scared. That place is not a place for one to be driving on. Remember, one of the security company founder, he was killed in Gatlong.
Sho Rotman Sizwe, o itse flop again Rotman. Na wona nna ga mo khokeng nang le Mamelodi ne. Hona lana then bathaba yo utlwisise, you can drive your car ne. But what we do tina, mina especially what I did a lot. When I bought a new car, like a nice car, abo Golf 7. I'm igiving uzala iloction. Mele zazi ukuthi le moto ya last. So I give one person who's very well known. Imoto abona ngithi tra tra nge moto. So they see you okay, the motor lay as a luxury. Otherwise, Mokasimonati.
You see, now you're talking.
Oh, come on.
Because it shows that he understands his environment, right?
Sad.
The environment will take care of its own, but just like any other environment or any other organism, there's a parasite, that parasite's going to get attacked.
Good morning, Seize the World team. Yo, in my case, mina ngibuye eThembisa ke. eThembisa it was known ukuthi ilabantu laba abaphumela ngaphandle, like abantu baseThembisa baphumela ngaphandle bayoganga. But manje bona go batla ba re le kogeno go nna le lefu. Ba kena go ntse go le jalo ba le senyetse. Abana taba batho ba le. No ba utlotsa wilo chakela batho ba kokasi. Like lead trackers e fona, do you really check an LD hotspot mono e fona lo kuthe, hey, what are you doing there?
Have you tried driving out of Tembisa at night with the GPS? Nightmare. Half the roads are blocked because of getaway cars and petty crimes.
Really?
In the hood, yeah.
Hey. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.